Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank Dave. Great to see you, my friend. Boy, you know, it feels good to be back. I just spent the last few days with the family. We were skiing. We had an amazing time back in sunny Southern California. Dave, how are you? Great to see you, bud.
Good to see you. Yeah, you're out there gallivanting around, having fun in the snow, having fun skiing down the hill, the Black Diamond hills. Yeah. And here I am. I just got back from the 99 cent only store. Okay, it's closing. I've just stacked up on napkins and and bleach, you know.
I did read that the 99 cent store was shuttering all 347 locations and having a liquidation sale. But Dave, the question I have, I'm not sure. Okay. So when you liquidate a 99 cent store, what do you put stuff on for sale? Like 12 cents, 18 cents, 37 cents? I don't understand. How does that work?
Yeah, so instead of 99 cent stores, it's going to go for 8 cents now. Man, you can imagine the clearance sale there at the clearance aisle.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, that's one of the stores where they're actually begging the looters, the shoplifters. No, I don't know if you saw this, but just in L.A. today, there was a line down the block of shoplifters waiting to get into the 99 cent store.
Right, there's a line. Yeah. You got to take a ticket to get in there, your hand stamped.
You got to take a number, exactly, yeah.
That's right. Hey, thank you, Bidenomics. Thank you, Gruesome Newsome. With that, that's going to be. Hey, just quick side note to that. Yeah. Foster Freeze, one of my favorite little stores growing up as a kid. You get the little snow cone.
Oh yeah.
Just 2 days ago, the owner, these franchised out. The owner says, you know what? That $20 an hour that we're going to get now for minimum wage for fast. Yeah, that's not going to work for me.
Not working so well.
They're all, we're so excited. We're going to get $20 an hour and not so fast.
Not so fast. Yeah, Burger King, McDonald's, In-N-Out all raised their prices this past week. Oh. They laid off employees. They put up more kiosks, manless, personless, whatever kiosks. Yeah. Gee, how's that minimum wage thing going for you? Not so well. What's the date today anyway, Dave? When are we doing this show?
Yeah, this is April 5th in the year of our Lord 2024. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We have so much to get to. Let's just jump right into it if we can. I want to lead into this with a term we always like to educate our audience out there.
Yeah.
I want everyone to know about this term called agitprop, okay? A-G-I-T-P-R-O-P. It's short for agitation and propaganda. This was a term formed and founded by the Soviet Russia communists, Lenin and so on, in the 1920s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And why I want to start with that is because I want everyone to be aware that everything that, this show talks about, Steve Bannon and so on. Mm-hmm. It really, for 100 years now, we have been having to fight this and to be aware of this. And I think a lot of people are not aware that agitprop exploded again in the 60s, by the way. And it's a way to ideologically coerce the masses to think a certain way.
Yeah.
And this is what the left, they've mastered this.
They have.
And that's what every day that we are alive people, we need to fight back against this and to be aware of it. And when you're a cousin, oh my God, did you see that Donald Trump, either blah, 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 with their nonsense?
Yeah.
You say, dude, you've been agitpropped.
Yeah.
Right? Or whatever term you want to use.
It's an adverb,
Instead of just saying, well, you've been brainwashed. Okay. Yeah. Have them look up what this is and the origins of it, and so on. So leading into that.
Yeah.
You were out having fun. I was here on Easter.
I was out over Easter. I was out over the Easter break. But I think you have some news on the Easter.
We all saw. So Potato Head, who's actually a very evil, despicable human being.
You mean the illegitimate occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
Exactly.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah. He should be
the usurper. The big usurper.
He should be wearing diapers there on some island somewhere.
Yeah.
So. No mention at all of what that day is really all about. No mention of Jesus and Christianity, he is risen. None of that. It's Transgender Day of Visibility. Did you know that?
Yeah.
So a Transgender Day of Visibility is let's have the White House lit up in rainbow colors.
Yeah.
And then this is called agitprop because it's basically a way of dividing up everybody, rich versus poor, black versus white, and so on.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they deny it. But it's not just, remember, it's all part of the same circle, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the same week, the Cartoon Network, owned by Warner Brothers, we always complain about Disney and Viacom, which is Paramount. Cartoon Network said, we also have a Transgender Day of Visibility with little kids in little cartoons.
Great.
It starts at 5, 6, and 7 years old. And if you in any way want to push back against that, you are hateful. You are biased. You are the bad person.
Yeah.
So something to be aware of as we talk about all of our stories, people.
Dude, the only people watching the Cartoon Network are pedophiles and 24-year-old men. I mean, this, nobody watches that stupid network anymore anyways. They used to have a couple of things on, but nobody watches that shit anymore. Yeah. But, dude, you're so right. I mean, this is communism, Marxism, Maoism 101. This is the playbook. This is Saul Alinsky. Basic stuff, divide and attack the nuclear family. It's very, very simple. Who else in their right mind would use White House stationery and declare a presidential directive on Easter Sunday, the holiest of holy days when Christ rose, okay? The holiest of holy days, and declare a day of transgender awakening or whatever? I mean, you got to be freaking kidding me. That was no accident. That was done in very intentionally on purpose, just like everything else as part of this illegitimate usurper's plan has been the southern border invasion, Ukraine, Taiwan, all of it, right? And so it is definitely definitely intentional. Now, here's the interesting thing. The far left media, the mainstream, Joanne Reed, MSNBC, CNN, they're all going apoplectic because they don't know which way to turn now. We are so far ascendant right now. Trump is leading by 5 points in every single swing state. All the crosstabs, Biden's getting annihilated. He's losing in every single subpopulation he usually wins in. Blacks, minorities, inner city, young people hate him now. And like every single subgroup is hate. So the left is going crazy. They're trying to – so now, Dave, they're back to their same old things, racism, abortion, and believe it or not, they're you know, I think they're coming back with the whole white rage thing because they're parading around these new authors that have like this book on, you know, white rage in the suburbs and, you know, the problem with you is that you're white and all the rest of it. And guess what? That ain't selling either. Nobody's buying what they're serving, like at all.
It's like the greatest hits. This is our greatest hits. This is all we got.
That's
it. Played over and over and over. Let me ask you this. It's April. The gaslighting is already like at a 10 out of 10. So in other words, how much, where else can this hysteria go? They got 8 months to go. I mean, we're already at that peak, you know, scorched earth type mentality from the left.
Yeah, I think it can go a lot further. I mean, if you compare it to the BLM Summer of Love, the awakening of the African American community, so to speak, after the Fentanyl Floyd, you know, catalyst event. But as we've said on this show for a long time, basically the radical Palestinian Sharia radical Islamic sect in the United States, that is going to be the new BLM leading up to the election. Mark my words, this summer, you're going to see increasing. I mean, right in front of that $25 million fundraiser they had at Radio City Music Hall Day with the three former presidents, all the Sharia sect folks were out there big time. And this is going to be a big, big wave because that's one population he needs to win back, right? Because Biden is anti-Israel. Israel's losing. They're winning tactically, but they're losing the strategic and the optical PR war. And so then you got Tony Blinken and all the other idiots out there marching around, basically cutting out Netanyahu's knees from under him in Israel. So
that's just really come out just the last 2 days, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So apparently Potato Head actually got on the phone with Netanyahu. This is like just 2 days ago.
Right.
And he said, you know what? We're on your side. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But we wanted to stop doing X, Y, and Z. Like, dare you tell anybody, especially Israel, how to conduct themselves in times
And by the way, they provide 70% of Israel's weapons to conduct the war. Right. So basically Biden's like, yeah, you kind of got to do what I say a little bit, or we're going to shut down the number of missiles we send to you. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's so fake and so phony.
Yeah, it's not even veiled. I mean, it's not even a veiled threat. It's a direct threat.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to continue to prosecute the war as they see fit. But here's the weird thing. And there's like four battalions of Hamas fighters left in Rafah, the city in southern Gaza. Unfortunately, there's about 700,000 Syrian civilians all around these guys. And so the challenge is, of course, how do you make that happen? How do you squash the cockroaches without killing everybody else? So they're working on it, but it's slow. It's taking time.
You know what? It's hard to have sympathy for them. They voted for these people to take.
Oh yeah,
command.
I know.
I don't even think it's delicate anymore. I think Israel's going to do what they got to do and tell Biden and Blinken to take a hike. Totally. Suck on this is how.
Suck on that. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, let's talk about how agitprop is used in the election, because between now and November, every day they're working behind the scenes to one thing about the Dems and the Mark Elias's of the world, they go scorched earth. They don't F around.
Totally.
Whereas we still are too namby-pamby.
Yeah.
So even in Nebraska, there's like one, even we know it's a red state, but the way they've got things set up, it still needs to be, we need every single elector, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can't have something split off. So Charlie Kirk's been up there trying to organize that one.
Yeah.
And even just in Arizona, Pennsylvania, Texas, of course, we want to be able. They're every day. They're trying to somehow work behind the scenes to allow illegals without photo ID to get a social security number so that they can vote. I mean, this is an ongoing issue.
It's the global uniparty, Dave. We've said it from day one. There is no Republican and Democrat. There is America First Party under Donald J. Trump, and there's everybody else. Your examples are fantastic. Another two I would give is the West Virginia, which is a like R plus 26, a solid red MAGA Trump state. But the incumbent congressperson there, and there's a really great guy who's a former J6 prisoner who just got out, is actually primarying her. But she votes with Biden every single time.
Mm.
It's an R plus 26 district. It's a Trump district. Okay. But she votes with the Biden team every single time for all of it, for the open borders, for the Ukraine money, for all of it. So I bring that up because it's not the Democrats so much that worry me. It's our own party. I mean, about two-thirds of our own party has to be had their ass handed to them and be primaried out because they're voting with the uniparty all the time.
I totally agree. These weak-kneed so-called Republicans.
Rhinos, they're weak-kneed.
And we got to give it to the left. They circle the wagon. They don't mess around.
That's true.
Whereas we have all these, oh gosh, I don't know. And I think your example is absolutely correct. And it ends up coming to, I mean, we got to have everybody on board with MAGA at this point. There's still these, the Lindsey Grahams of the world that are just so weak-kneed about stuff. The whole agitprop thing factored into one other element is how, they get up there every day saying that, it's the whole projecting type thing, which we've talked about over and over and over, how, well, we're trying, Republicans are trying to change rules. That's not fair. They're trying to destroy our Constitution with their nonsense. Whereas these are the rules that they've changed. So in other words, if you do any kind of pushback, whether it's West Virginia, Nebraska, then we're the ones that are trying to upend the whole system, which is nonsense.
So many examples.
A great example. Just remember, in Pennsylvania, before the 2020 election, they went behind without any vote. They went behind closed doors. Says, we're going to allow a month of election ballot gathering, and it doesn't matter even if we get your ballots after election day, we're still going to count it. That was done without a vote.
Yeah, illegally. It was totally illegal.
And they totally used that to steal that state from Donald Trump in 2020. And believe 100%. Me, they're trying to do it again.
Yeah, 100%. It was totally illegal. And there's countless examples in the administrative state of this. I just heard one on the radio today where, we know that Tony Fauci lied to Congress about the bioweapon that the Chinese Communist Party developed in the Wuhan lab and leaked out to the world. Now, whether it was intentional or not, that can't be proven yet, but it was a lab leak. And that's what everybody knows. He went in front of Congress in 2020 and he lied and he said it wasn't. And then he went on, then the CDC just basically goes to your point about changing the goalposts. They go to the CDC website and they just change the definition of what a lab leak is. So then it wasn't a lab leak because they changed the definition on the website. I mean, give me a freaking break. This is how these people think. And they think that people out there are so simple-minded. The American people are so much smarter than this. I'm going to tell you this based on the crosstabs and research, Trump running plus five in every swing state. People are sick and tired of it, dude. And that's why Mark Elias, the Democratic strategist lawyer, he is running scared. I mean, those talking heads, Morning Mika and Morning Joe and all the CNN, all these, they are so scared. Morning Joe is quoting scripture on the show. Dude, he's like, I grew up as a Southern Baptist and I love Jesus and this. I mean, when you have far left communists on their shows talking scripture during the entire show, you know they are desperate.
I was at the gym the other day. I see Anderson Cooper up there. I didn't even have to hear what he was saying. I've never seen him look so concerned. He looked like he was about to have a number two right there in his seat on stage. I mean, I've never seen him. He's usually fairly jovial.
They're scared because we're ascendant and we're winning. And we got rid of McCarthy. We got rid of McConnell. We got rid of Ronnie McDaniel. We're winning. We are winning across the board, and they are scared shitless.
We are the last, since we finally got rid of Ronna with her hairdo there, we are finally getting a lot of money coming in. So the last 2-3 weeks, huge uptick in Republican donations.
Huge.
And that's all the world said. We didn't want to give money to her and her flower operation.
And by the way, Dave, I'm not sure if you saw this, just bring it before we started the show tonight, $46 million fundraiser coming up next week at Mar-a-Lago.
Yes.
It will double. Good. What the Obama Clinton the rapist and all those folks, what they brought in, like, $25 million. So a couple of massive GOP mega donors who used to support Nikki Haley have now stepped up, and so the tide is turning.
Some of the big wigs out there are finally saying, okay, you know what, they probably were sitting on the fence. And they realized, you know what, it is going to be Donald Trump again. It took them this long to kind of come to that realization. But hey, more fake news. The ridiculous economic report that came out today. You know, I know you're usually the one that really handles this stuff, but just please, the top two sector growths that came out just today. Oh, we're so happy. 300,000 new jobs. Healthcare and government. Gee, government we know is the nonsense, but healthcare. Guess what? Guess how many government workers are part of the healthcare sector? Yeah. Most of them.
Yeah.
It's a government dominated sector, even though it's called Medicaid. Healthcare.
Yeah.
So by overwhelming amounts, if you want to say, oh, a huge number today, all these new jobs, like what, 60-70% were government related. It's all phony. And the other part, the part-time jobs are all going to the new illegals, Tyson Food, so on. They're all, you know, cozying up.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, it's funny because now the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, has baked into its official projections the 20 million illegals that are here, saying they're now necessary as part of the economic stimulus. They're using them when it suits their purpose. Now, look, let's say you take the average Middle Eastern African dude who comes in. Let's say they start making 20, 30, 40, 50,000 a year, whatever it is. They are going to cost the country multiples of that in healthcare, services, schools, phones, rental, you think they're paying for anything? They're not paying for anything. No. It's a net negative. And so for people who think they're going to be like some massive, obviously we know, the Club for Growth knows, they are being brought in to displace and take the place of African American and minority low paying jobs. And I think those folks are finally onto it.
Yes.
They are finally getting it. And they're like, hey, you're taking our rec centers, you're taking our social places, you're turning them into illegal alien shelters, you're replacing us with people that would be happy. You know, if someone came from a country where you made $1 a day and then you can make $20 an hour flipping a burger, they're ecstatic, right? But you're pushing an entire group of population to the side for it.
I've seen some amazing video montages of regular Black folks from Chicago, Los Angeles, New York.
Yeah.
They're finally catching a clue. And the only thing is, obviously, they're in very blue states and very blue cities. So will them switching to, I'm all of a sudden going to vote for Donald Trump, will that make a difference?
Who knows?
Who knows? Let's get one more financial connection.
I got a couple hits I got to get in here before we.
Well, we forgot to mention this 2 weeks ago. We know that Nippon Steel, which has connections to the Chinese Communist Party, wants to buy U.S. Steel. This is a huge story. It's been very underreported. I at this point, I don't know if you can prevent it. It's a $15 billion deal, which is basically nothing in the big scheme of things.
Right.
But just the fact that, you know, we make so little as it is here to actually create the things that we need for defense and so on.
Right.
That we think, the Japanese are our friends, but of course they have ties to the CCP. Gee, what a shock. So I know some politicians have voiced displeasure and seen if they can stop it. We'll have to see what happens, but that is just a horrendous.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the U.S. Steel is legendary for saving us over the last 100 years.
Yep.
I hope it doesn't happen. We'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, no, totally. Couple of stories, Dave. I mean, things are just going insane this past week to hit on here. So, you know, Biden regime obviously you know, double standards. If they didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all. Right. You know, declining. So this is Tony Blinken. This is all of the John Kirby, national security spokesperson. These are all the top officials of the admin coming out in public and saying, we do not support Taiwan's independence, number one. And number two, NATO, Ukraine is going to become part of NATO. They came out and said that explicitly today. Now, why do they want Ukraine to be part of NATO? It would trigger Article 3. Russia's attacking Ukraine. Ukraine's a NATO country. The U.S. has to come to the aid of any NATO country that's under attack. And then we officially get drawn into World War III, and we activate the military-industrial complex, and the people that profit off that get billions and billions of dollars. So that's what is behind that, in case you are wondering and have your number two pencil out at home. Got to talk on the Trump legal side. You know, obviously, this case, there's so many cases, but the Trump New York case is hysterical. This hush money Stormy Daniels case, Dave. The judge here, breaking late today, the Trump legal team has filed a motion to get the judge thrown out. He has to say he has conflicts is a vast right. understatement. Yeah. So this judge, his wife used to work for New York attorney Tish James, paid hundreds of thousands of dollars in consulting fees. The judge's daughter runs a consulting firm where former congressman and now running for California Senate seat Andrew Schiff has funneled close to $100 million through this daughter's of this judge, her consulting firm. And then she's been spreading that money around to various groups, a la George Soros kind of style. It's just, I mean, if this was, this is so unbelievable. If I wrote this stuff, you'd say, Frank, this is fiction, but this is like, this is like so out there. It's like, it's so true. It's just, it's crazy. The Merchants, he's going to get recused. They'll bring, so there'll be like a delay in the trial. Mm-hmm. The trial will still go ahead, but there'll be a new one. Two more stories I got to get to today because these are just too important. Two big time lawyers on the Trump side, John Eastman and Jeff Clark, who I'm sure the posse and this crew that listens to our show knows very, very well. The left hand side's going after these guys. So John Eastman tried to help Donald Trump with an alternate elector slate. He's a lawyer out of California. And because he did that, the left hand side got a far left zealot judge to write an opinion against him and is basically got him to, is going to get him disbarred. Now it's going to get appealed and all the rest of it. And that's John Eastman. That's out of California. And then you have Jeffrey Clark, who's a former Department of Justice official. He was the number four guy in justice under Trump. He wrote, listen to this, Dave, this is the details of this are important. He wrote a draft opinion, draft. It wasn't even sent out. It was a draft opinion on what an alternate slate would look like and how would that whole thing be consummated post inauguration day or whatever, after the election and before inauguration day. This draft sat on his desk, and based on that draft, so this went nowhere for 3 years, but then a radical former congressman decided to file an ethics complaint. All that led to a disbarment hearing. And it looks like Jeff Clark's going to get disbarred in Washington, D.C. It's just insane. So that's the new weapon. If they can't win weaponizing the Justice Department with the FBI kicking down your doors because you posted a Biden meme on your Facebook page, they're going to weaponize it by getting you disbarred. So if you're a University of Chicago law school graduate, you come out, you've just spent $100,000 on your lots of money on your legal education. And then you're basically, well, if I go defend somebody who's conservative, They might take me down.
That's the key right there. They want to scare the bejesus out of you.
And make sure
how dare you even think about trying to defend Donald Trump, MAGA, anything that's not far left, stuff.
And related to that, I want to end on a very important story. So today, the jury came back after a 3-day trial. There was a Colorado Springs, a great grandmother, 72 years old, found her guilty of three misdemeanors for the J6 activities. The three misdemeanors basically, in summary, involved her walking through an open door into the Capitol building. She was there for 9 minutes. She prayed, talked to a security guard, and then walked out. And there's video of all of this. Three misdemeanors. She's facing 3 years in federal prison, Dave.
Can you imagine?
And a $250,000 fine. This is a great grandmother. They call her the J6 praying grandma. There is a GiveSend Go page for her if people are so inclined. to go check it out. This is another example of how they want to scare the bejesus out of you. She was called, she gives this interview, she was called by God to go there, and she feels the country is falling apart, and she had to say her piece, which it is, and she had to say her thing. And sadly, this is now the result, and it's just, it's horrendous. But here's the way we take advantage of it. We don't just complain. She should be on TV and shows like ours and other shows every single day being interviewed, and because this is the face of the Biden weaponization of justice, that she is the face of it. They jumped the shark with this one. It's too much. MSNBC is not talking about it. Let's us talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. This should, I mean, you have to use a name. It can't just be a face. Well, these people are being, you know, prosecuted unfairly. It really, I hate to say it, it helps to have a name and a face to these things, just like the horrible, you know, terrible things happening to various young women on campus with
Lincoln
the illegal
Riley
aliens.
And so forth.
Yeah,
exactly.
You have to have a name and a face attached to it and bring it up every day, 24/7 between now and November.
Yeah, absolutely. Dave, great to see you this week, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate it. And don't forget to share us with your friends, right-minded friends, on all the podcast platforms of choice. And we're out there on social media, Twitter, and Getter, and Truth Social at Rant and Rave 1776. And Dave, as always, we'll see you down the road on the right side.